Right now, what the Labour Party membership is being asked is, would you like what you've already got, or would you like what I've got in this box?
Well,
you know, I can't tell you what it is. I can't tell you what the policies are. I can't tell you who it is. I can't tell you what their priorities are. I can't tell you whether they've got leadership skills. But would you like to swap Corbyn for what I've got in this box? That's really what we're being asked for.
Look, this is not a game show. It's 75%.
No, but it feels like that. We're being asked to swap him for something we don't know anything about.
Would you like to swap your car
for a car I'll show you later?
No. Like well, I would trust you, Paul, because you're such an eminent journalist. But Lance, go ahead.
No, I mean, that simply isn't the case. We know full well that there are people who are willing, able and capable of running against Jeremy and quite possibly winning in the country, in the membership in the country. Angela Eagle, who is a very impressive politician, who has knocked her spots off the Tories, when she's come up against them at Westminster, is ready to mount a campaign. There are others who could probably get enough Labour MPs to nominate them to run an election. There will be, I mean, you know, it's not beat about the bush, there will be a leadership election for the Labour Party over this summer, unless the one caveat to that is that the deputy leader of the Labour Party, Tom Watson, a very sensible guy who understands how the Labour Party works, is doing his best this weekend to knock heads together and to try to find a way of bringing the two sides together. Because the one thing that will surely lose us the next election is disunity. And you know, you couldn't see a more disunified, a more ragged rabble that the Labour Party is presenting to the public at the moment. Hmm. Although I think that Jeremy could be beaten in a leadership election, do we want to go through that exercise if it just sort of, you know, tears the heart out of the Labour Party in the process?
And is he definitely going to stand, Jeremy Corbyn? I mean, is there any sign at all that he's going to take the hint from his party and from the polls and from everything else that's going on? This complete dissolution of authority. It seems to me, anyway, I'm not in the game like you guys are, but is he going to take any of those hints at all?
That's entirely up. People who know him better than me, and I'm sure Paul knows him better than me, say that he's not a man who enjoys confrontation. He doesn't like huge rows. He, in his heart of hearts, must recognise that his leadership is at an end, that it hasn't worked, and that therefore, in the interest of the politics that he believes in and in the interest of the party that he claims to want to lead and be successful, that he's not the man to take it forward. Now, I'm sure that there are tougher guys than him around him, and we know who some of them are, telling him, you can't go, because if you go, then that's the kind of politics that you believe in is...
And Paul Mason, that would be the unions, right?
It would be the 460,000 members of the party,
okay.
I mean, 60,000 of whom have joined in the last week to try and tell him to stay. Most of them, I think, will tell him to stay. And no, he's not going anywhere. I mean, I do know him, and I know the people around him, and it's not the case of, you know, he's desperate to leave, but his friends won't let him. No, I mean, what he knows and what we know is that the people behind this, Angela Eagle is a very competent politician. I can't remember much about what she's done in the last year, let me be honest. But the people behind this are Peter Mandelson, Tony Blair, Alistair Campbell. That's who's behind it. It's the people who are going to be fingered.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
No,
hold on, Paul. Let Lance finish. We've just got another minute or so in this. Lance, make a quick point, if you would.
It's preposterous to try to say that 80% of the Parliamentary Labour Party are somehow puppets being manipulated by Peter Mandelson and Tony Blair, who left the scene a very long time ago. Yes, you know, the Blairites want him out, but so does the vast majority of the Parliamentary Party and a significant number of the membership, a growing number of the membership have recognised that it simply hasn't worked and they're looking for a way forward.
Lance, cheers. Thanks very much indeed. That'll be that for you. Paul, last word to you. Sell me Corbyn as Prime Minister in a few seconds. Go on.
Corbyn as Prime Minister will do the one thing that Labour Party Prime Ministers have never done. He will switch off the privatisation machine, stop privatising things. He will...
He's not going to get elected.
Stimulate the economy. So we need a fiscal stimulus, that is, you know, tax cuts and spending rises. And he will actually try and open up Britain's democracy to ordinary people. That's what he's always said.
Well,
and you know what? He's not going to last forever. Give him a chance.
Okay.
And let another younger person come through once we know what they actually stand for.
You've got
they've got some backbone.